Wyoming is known for having one of the largest gender wage gaps in the country. But a comprehensive look at what men and women actually earn in the state had not been done in years. So in 2017, State Representatives Marty Halverson and Kathy Connolly teamed up to propose a study to better understand what was really going on. Now the study is finished, and legislators will have to decide what to do with this information. Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard reports.
Among Wyomingites who worked full-time, year-round jobs in 2016, women earned 68 cents for every dollar earned by a man. That's the second widest gap in the nation, according to U.S. Census Bureau data, coming in just ahead of Louisiana. This comes from a study conducted by the Wyoming Department of Workforce Services and released in early October. Tony Glover is the manager of research and planning at the department. He says it's true. On the whole, women do earn less money than men in Wyoming. But that difference between earnings varies widely, depending on different factors, like location, education levels, or industry.
The industry and the hours worked had quite a significant impact on the gender wage gap, with typically men working in goods-producing industry and women working in the services industry, and men typically working more hours than women.
Republican Marty Halverson helped bring forward the legislation that called for this study. She says her main fear was that the data would show systematic gender-based discrimination. But in looking at the study, she didn't see any evidence of that.
A simple word search of the document shows that discrimination is mentioned twice, and both times as, you know, qualified, as in this difference could be discrimination.
Halverson says, in her view, most of the difference in earnings can be chalked up to the jobs and hours women choose to work. And as for getting women interested in STEM fields that generally have higher wages, she says these just aren't things that you can legislate.
I don't know how you can pass a law getting more women into science and tech. I don't know how you can pass a law making women work longer hours. I don't know how I could sit in Cheyenne and tell an employer, you must prohibit this, you must not do that, you must do the other thing. I don't see any legislative support for that.
Right now, there are three draft bills being developed for consideration in the legislative session. Halverson says she supports one of them, the so-called penalty parity bill. That means if a company violates equal pay laws, for example, paying a woman less for the same work as a man, it would be liable for up to $500 in penalties. The other sponsor of the legislation, Democrat Kathy Connolly, wants all three bills.
We've got an opportunity to kind of correct a problem here with some legislation.
As mentioned, the first is the penalty parity bill. The second measure will prohibit employers from retaliating against employees who discuss their wages. The third will promote attention to wage equality in state employment.
I, for one, certainly, you know, won't let us, you know, put our head in the sand. We need to act.
Republican Marty Halverson lost her bid for re-election earlier this month and will not be returning to the legislature in January. But Connolly says now that the study is finished, she will build new coalitions and relationships to get these issues heard.
But I really like the idea that we have two committees, both joint committees. So we're talking about, 14 people on each of those committees, 28 out of 90 people. So almost a third of the legislature hearing about the issue before we go into session.
But key parts of the study still lacked data. There were 13 cents of the wage gap that could not be accounted for with things like fewer hours or different industry. Usually, that would point to discrimination. But Tony Glover at the Department of Workforce Services says that's not the case here.
The 13 cents on the dollars that remains unexplained, a lot of that is because of information we don't have. If we had more complete information, we'd probably have be able to account for more of the gap.
Glover says there are a few other things in the report they want to follow up on, like how men's and women's wages are impacted by becoming parents. But he says having more data on occupation and hours worked would give a clearer picture of the gap. The three draft bills will be presented to the Joint Labor, Health, and Social Services Committee meeting on Tuesday. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caroline Ballard.